Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. This is the next in our series on really learning how to meditate and listen to the Lord in prayer. And the resolution for this meditation, well, it just might surprise you. Let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead.
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Our first meditation. We begin our meditation with an event from the life of St. Paul. As they traveled through Phrygia and the Galatian country, having been told by the Holy Spirit not to preach the word in Asia. And when they had reached the frontier of Mysia, they thought to cross into Bithynia. But as the Spirit of Jesus would not allow them, they went through Mysia and came down to Troas. And one night, Paul had a vision. A Macedonian appeared and said to him, "Come across to Macedonia and help us." Once he had seen this vision, he lost no time in arranging a passage to Macedonia, convinced that God had called them to bring the good news to Europe. Well, that's a lot of places, and we don't need to get bogged down in the geography of this passage, but you definitely get the feel that Paul is being pulled along by the Holy Spirit in really unexpected ways. The Holy Spirit somehow mysteriously prevents Paul from going in the direction he planned to go, and then the Holy Spirit calls Paul to go in a direction he never imagined. And throughout, Paul exhibits what we might call holy flexibility, a responsiveness to the promptings of the Holy Spirit. And that has to be part of every Christian's path to holiness. And it begins with our prayer life. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The second meditation. The Holy Spirit is the great director of the entire providential scheme. He is the person most associated with bringing all God's plans for our lives and for the church and for the whole world to their fulfillment. Now, we don't know the details of that plan, which means there's always the danger that we'll take some bold initiative it's actually going against God's plan. And when our plans go against God's plans, guess which one's going to fail? Paul's original itinerary didn't fit with God's plan. The Holy Spirit knew that Paul's work wouldn't be as fruitful there. So the Spirit redirected him. Here's the question then. How do we make ourselves maximally receptive to the Holy Spirit's redirection? How do we dispose ourselves to the Spirit's prompting in order to make sure we're not continually focused on the wrong things or going in the wrong direction? Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our third meditation, flexibility or docility to the Holy Spirit has to begin in prayer. That's why reading or listening in prayer isn't like other kinds of reading, and it's not like other kinds of consumption. In other kinds of reading or listening or consumption, we're trying to finish a certain section of a book or some podcast. But when we read or listen for prayer, we're really using the reading or the audio or the video more as a launch point where the Holy Spirit can lead our minds to show us what He wants. So as we're reading or listening, when some spiritual idea strikes us, it captivates us, you know what we should do? We should stop reading. We should hit pause on the audio or the video. And then we should follow the train of our spiritual interest. Take that as an invitation to the Holy Spirit to consider some truth, some insight. That's true of any tool or aid to prayer, including the rosary or this rosary podcast. If you get a sudden spiritual insight and you are praying the rosary by yourself, well then by all means, stop the podcast and dwell on that insight until you've really absorbed all it has to offer. Because God is more interested in you getting His point than whether you prayed one decade or two decades or five. Remember, aids to prayer are just that, aids to prayer. A book or the rosary or some audio is for the sake of prayer, not vice versa. So don't be afraid to pause and follow the new course being suggested to you, the way Paul wasn't afraid to follow the new course given to him. And then, when your mind starts to wander and you need help getting your mind back to things of God, then open the book again or push play and continue with the podcast. But be sure to be flexible. And if some new inspiration comes along, don't be afraid to stop. Don't be afraid to stop your present course and follow that new one. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our fourth meditation. When people first begin meditation, one of the concerns that often arises is this. How do I know if it's the Holy Spirit I'm following, or just my imagination, just my stream of consciousness? The answer is simple. You don't. But as long as you're trying to think about God or spiritual things, that's what matters. The point isn't to get to some kind of miraculous divine revelation. The point is to open yourself up to the Holy Spirit's guidance. And he can guide you through all of our messed up thoughts, all of our confusion, all of our perceived weakness. Guess what? The Holy Spirit knows all that, and the Holy Spirit can work through it just like he guided Paul through a dream. The Holy Spirit can work through our natural faculties as well as our weaknesses. The point is, just offer yourself to the Holy Spirit. Be flexible to go wherever the Spirit wants to lead you. As long as you keep that attitude, God will get you to where he wants you to go. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our fifth meditation. Every meditation should end with a practical resolution, a practical takeaway. So here are two possible resolutions. First of all, resolve to try to be more open to the different directions the Holy Spirit takes you in prayer, specifically by what captures your attention. That's why I always ask Teresa afterward, what struck you? In other words, what was the Holy Spirit prompting within you? See, this is the opportunity to be open to the Holy Spirit's revelation. Secondly, resolve to be flexible to the Holy Spirit in practice. Concretely, that means if your plans change or don't work out, if the direction you planned on going gets shut off, if a direction you didn't plan on going becomes your new assignment, well, if any of that happens, don't get frustrated. Don't complain. Just recognize that God knows the plan, the real plan, and if you're docile to Him, He'll make sure you keep working toward it and not against it. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the Heavenly Host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Well, Teresa?
I'm still chewing on this idea of, I think most people, the moment you consider the influence of the Holy Spirit, that question does come up, that how do you know? But as I'm processing that or trying to understand all the mechanics of that in your daily prayer life, would you say it's discerning? It's being practical and then remaining open to this influence of the Holy Spirit?
I would say it be simple.
Mm-hmm.
So in your meditation time, whether that's you're praying this podcast, you're praying the traditional rosary, you're reading scripture, you're listening to some other, maybe a daily reflection on the gospel, whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
And something captures your attention. It like stands out to you.
Yeah.
When that happens, do not overanalyze it.
Mm-hmm.
Simply accept it as this is the Holy Spirit. And whatever that idea is, stop. And then focus in on whatever that was. Think about it. Apply it to your life, ask Jesus questions about it, roll it around.
Mm-hmm.
And then if it continues to captivate your mind, go with it as long as you can.
Mm-hmm.
Or if that stops and then all of a sudden you're daydreaming,
mm-hmm.
then go back to what you were reading.
Yeah.
Either this, go back to what you were reading or listening to, or go back to that point of inspiration.
Uh-huh.
We are little children learning to walk. Your brother, Xavier, his little son, Lawrence, he's in that toddler stage.
Mm-hmm.
Toddler means they're practicing. So the kid stands up and starts to wobble and falls down, and your brother doesn't say, "Oh, you're useless." We're so excited the kid is trying, and we encourage mm-hmm. them and we help them.
Mm-hmm.
That's the way God with us is with us. So don't worry about it. Just do your best. When God sees you trying to follow his inspirations, he's going to give you every help he can.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. I like what you said. It's that simple. Go with what strikes you. What does pop out at you. And just follow it as long as you can.
Yep. And wherever we're a little off base, the Holy Spirit's there to nudge us back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we do overcomplicate things. And I think that's the only thing that really gets in the way of the Holy Spirit.
Right. So let's be simple. Follow the Holy Spirit the best we can. And as we practice, we'll find we're being led by the Spirit in amazing ways. Yeah. And that's exactly what God promised, that all those who are children of God will be led by the Holy Spirit. And if you never finish a rosary podcast again because you've always been prompted by the Holy Spirit, I couldn't be any happier.
All the better.
All the better. Well, let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.